Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Well, Halloween is here. Traditionally, Halloween is the time of scariness when the undead walk the earth, and lost souls are the ones in charge after the witching hour. But Halloween has changed. Now it's more about dressing up in funny costumes, going to wild parties, and eating bags full of candy. So this week, instead of my usual scary Halloween picks, I'm talking about two movies that are concerned with dressing up. One's about teenagers who dress in funny costumes at a Halloween party, and the other's about actors who dress up in funny costumes to make a movie. Cloud Atlas, directed by Tom Twyker, Andy Wachowski, and Lana Wachowski, based on the novel by David Mitchell. So when Cloud Atlas had its world premiere at TIFF, I thought, this is going to be awful. It had all the hallmarks of shameless Oscar bait, you know, Halle Berry, Tom Hanks, Hugh Grant, and bad movies with multiple directors. But you know what? It was actually surprisingly interesting, though totally confusing. It jumps back and forth among six completely or almost completely unrelated genres and just barely related stories, ranging from historical epics, period drama, political thriller, contemporary comedy, and two futuristic space stories. So brace yourself and let me try to explain them without giving anything away. Okay, a 19th century American is in the South Pacific to broker a deal, but is forced to confront a stowaway slave as he sails home. A young gay composer with a hidden past in the 1930s England confronts a famous composer who may be stealing his music. A black female investigative journalist in San Francisco in the 70s wants to uncover a nuclear energy scandal. A present-day publisher finds himself a prisoner overnight, suddenly locked up in an old folks' home. Identical-looking female cyborg slaves foment a revolution in Neo-Seoul, that's a futuristic Korea 200 years from now, and some strange world where people in Star Trek jumpsuits try to communicate with cavemen speaking unaccented pidgin English like Jar Jar Binks. Okay, you got all that? No, I didn't think so. Anyway, what's really interesting about this movie is that the same actors play multiple roles, changing race, age, and gender from story to story. So you have famous actors in unrecognizable bit parts in one segment who stars the main characters in another. Some work, some don't. Tom Hanks and Halle Berry, sorry, they're not known for their skills at accents. They're no Meryl Streeps them. So they end up looking ridiculous from time to time when they try to do that. But these groaners don't spoil the movie. Even those two end up acting in scenes where you don't even know that it's them. So maybe they do have some skills we're not aware of. And more intriguing, interesting actors, people like Ben Whishaw and Duna Bay, more than make up for these missteps. Cloud Atlas feels like you're watching six movies at once on a TV, but someone else is in charge of the remote control and they keep switching channels back and forth. So is it a perfect movie? No, definitely not. But is it worth seeing? Yes, definitely. Next, Fun Size, directed by Josh Schwartz. Ren, played by Victoria Justice, is a high school student with outspoken feminist views, but one who turns to awkward mush whenever she thinks about the most popular boy in school, a Johnny Depp lookalike. She says she wants to dress as Ruth Bader Ginsburg for Halloween. So Ren lives with her chubby six-year-old brother Albert, played by Jackson Nicholl, who never talks but is fond of practical jokes like cutting out breast holes in her favorite sweaters. And then there's her mom, Joy, who's back in the dating pool since their dad died. So Ren and her best friend, April, are thrilled when they're invited to the big party. But Mom, played by Chelsea Handler, tells her that Kevin, a 16-year-old frat boy she's dating, wants her at his party. So Mom's going as Britney Spears, and Ren is stuck keeping track of the rambunctious little one. But that's easier said than done. Little Albert, who's dressed in a Spidey suit with a fake arm, ends up leaving a trail of destruction as he travels from party to party to fast food joint. And it's up to Ren and her pals, including Nerdy Roosevelt, played by Thomas Mann from Project X, you might remember him, and a convenience store clerk who looks like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo. They have to track him down and try to save him, unless he saves himself first. Roosevelt, who has two mommies, is known for gazing intently into Ren's eyes, even as he drops a can of orange pop. "My crush," he gasps. Scenes like that. So, will little Albert escape from those meddlesome grown-ups? Will Mom ever learn to act her age? And will Ren find happiness with the handsomest and most popular guy at her school? Or will she choose the earnest but awkward Roosevelt? So, Fun Size is a mild, cute, screwball comedy full of disguises, mistaken identities, generational mismatches, love crushes, and sort of funny characters. Lots of lame gags and laugh lines that fall flat, at least to my adult ears. And it wavers between Home Alone and Adventures in Babysitting, but not quite as funny as either of those. Still, it's a fun-ish and cute-ish, if forgettable, kids movie. Rated PG. Cloud Atlas and Fun Size open today in Toronto. Check your local listings. And for scary found footage movies, check out Paranormal Activities 4, now playing, or VHS, which played at Toronto After Dark and also opens tonight. Festivals going strong in the city this weekend include Ekran.ca, the new Polish film festival showing everything from avant-garde to mainstream movies from that European country. This is Daniel Garber with the Movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.